This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Zero gravity, weightlessness, the zoom through the air stuff of first sci-fi films and then real broadcasts of astronauts. Starting this week, you too can float free and they will not have to fly you to the moon to get it. Anyone with a ticket, they are $3,000 apiece, can board a modified Boeing 727 operated by the Zero Gravity Corporation and go for a ride. Day-to-day technology and culture contributor Shenny Jardin will be among the first to take one of these flights. She joins us now for a preview. Shenny, what are you going to get yourself into?
I'm not sure yet, but I think I'm going to get myself into a spacesuit and float around for a while.
So you get in this plane, and it flies up high, and what happens? How do you become weightless?
Yeah. The plane, as you mentioned, is a modified Boeing 727, so it's not a rocket ship. It's a more or less a normal aircraft with the hull sort of scraped out and modified a little bit. They take the plane up to, 32,000 feet or so, and it's the trajectory of the flight is a little bit like a roller coaster. So they'll go up and they'll sort of swoop back down. And just as on a roller coaster you have that feeling of reduced gravity sometimes, the same thing will happen with a plane, but you actually will have zero G conditions at some point.
I'm just thinking a lot of people would pay $3,000 for an airplane ride that could guarantee none of that would ever happen.
Well, here, they are offering, it's like near space adventure travel. That seems to be the idea here. It's like the ultimate high, you know, a new kind of luxury travel that gives people a physical experience that you can't really have on Earth.
How long will you stay weightless when you're up there?
I'm not sure exactly how long the parabolas, as they're called, last. I think a few minutes, and there are, say, 20 of them within the 90-minute flight that they're going to be taking out of L.A. on Wednesday.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah. Wow. And as you might imagine, one of the concerns there is that you lose your lunch, so to speak. They don't call these flights vomit comets for nothing.
Shenny Jardin, you'll come back for an update. Let us know how this trip went.
I certainly will.
Day-to-day technology and culture reporter Shenny Jardin.